Mr. Keel?
Here.
Mr. Nankervis? Ms. Troll?
Here.
Ms. White?
Here.
Mayor Kelch?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. We have, under special orders of business, educator recognition. Could I have Amy Jo McCauley Miners and Mandy Scribner Malott come forward, please? Right.
Probably forward.
Or anywhere. Okay. Amy Jo, let me know that we had a special award for Mandy Malott. And Amy Jo has a few words to write down the test.
Microphone here.
So it's the Champion of the Arts Award for a community advocate. Mandy's a creative thinker, a creative problem solver who sees the big picture and plans accordingly. She's driven to bring rich arts experiences to all ages for all of Juno's children. As part of the Ensuring Arts for Any Given Child Committee, she was part of the efforts to earn Juno the prestigious Kennedy Center Award. She's an outspoken advocate for the arts in many forms, including serving on the Juno Arts and Humanities Council Board of Trustees, the Juno Community Foundation, the Juno School District Indian Studies Parent Advisory Board, Community Cafe Parent Leader for Alaska Children's Trust. I could keep going. Past board member of Ok Bay Co-op. She also serves as a volunteer for Girl Scouts of Alaska, and she enjoys participating in her children's classrooms, advocating for arts and place-based culture studies. But no matter what is going on around her, Mandy's focus is always on children's first. You watch her at any community function and notice how attentive she is to the needs of all the children in the room. Children, anyone's children, comes first with her. I've seen her work to bring good things to many schools and many organizations that her children aren't even a part of. She's reached children all across the community and enhanced their learning experiences. Mandy worked with Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation to bring Gidhon Dance Group to Juneau for special performances to honor Native American Heritage Month. And in typical Mandy fashion, she gives credit to many other elders and community organizations, slips behind the scenes, yet these arts experiences happen in part because of her constant efforts. Currently, she's working with multiple agencies to secure a sequential, developmentally appropriate arts experience for every grade level. And already, she has all of the second graders at the Walter Soboloff Center with Sea Alaska Heritage with the Storyteller, and all of the fifth graders at the Juno Symphony with student musicians. Her impact as an arts advocate is powerful and measurable. She's not done yet stepping out to embrace and make a strong impact on all children in our community either. So I can't wait to see what she accomplishes next. She deserves to be recognized for her amazing advocacy for the arts for the greater Juno and Southeast community, and I hope you'll join me in honoring her.
Congratulations, Mandy. We're all proud of you. And why did you come down here tonight?
I came down here because Mr. Kelch told me he had a job for me, and that was to share some words about our Alaska Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Miners.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah. And just to respond to her, I will do that. It's teachers like Amy Jo and others, Nancy's here, that inspire parents and inspire kids, and so you make it easy for us to be involved and to play our part in helping enrich our community. So thank you. I even brought artwork, but can I share?
You may.
All right. When Amy Jo was nominated to become Teacher of the Year back in 2015, she asked our family to if we would feel comfortable nominating her. So, of course, we did. Two of our three students had and have Amy Jo. So we wrote a letter. I'm not going to read the letter. But some of the quotes, Alex, our then third grader, said, "When Mrs. Miners teaches us, she makes us feel good about learning new things. It's not easy work, but Mrs. Miners makes me feel like I know I can do it. It's challenging and fun and very, very interesting. and Addie, who was a fifth grader at the time. Mrs. Miners encouraged us to be curious and to ask questions, to take hold of our own learning, share with others, and to challenge ourselves. All the projects she has done with us have helped me understand this even better. So for Anthony and I, both, we really, summing up our words, were that Amy Jo instills this motivation in her students to continue to learn, to wonder, to work collaboratively, and to be accountable for their learning and actions. And we're really grateful that you've been a part of our kids' lives and so many kids. And this we included in, as part of our application. It was a crazy hair self-portrait that the kids did through the elementary art program. And Addie did this, and it's her crazy hair was made up of people that she honored that taught her throughout her life. And I wanted to note that it's all of her family and her very dearest friend and one teacher, and that teacher is Mrs. Miners. So thank you, Amy Jo.
Wait a minute. You really thought you were going to get off the
crazy?
No. So Amy Jo, Macaulay Miners, and Mandy Scribner-Malott are both products of the general school system. Now, I really wouldn't think of embarrassing you in front of people and on the air, like bringing up stuff from your high school past. Like which one of you had a master key to the entire school when she was a student, or which one of you drove down Calhoun Street and smashed into the concrete barrier on the Gold Creek Bridge when she was driving back from an honors class field trip. Instead, I'm going to point out that you are both, indeed, exemplary representatives of parents and teachers who strive each day to make our educational delivery system the best it can be for all students. Not only are your efforts recognized in Juno, but as these awards prove, your work and achievements are recognized statewide. Congratulations on what you have achieved and what you will achieve. Thank you. This is for you. I want you to open it for your art.
Oh, lovely.
I knew it was going to be great.
Things will be colorful.
And this is for you from all the assembly.
So tricky, this one.
All right, that brings us back to reality and approval of the minutes. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the August 31, 2016 special meeting and turned in a slight correction and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Minutes are approved.
I move approval of the September 8, 2016 special meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Minutes are approved.
I move the approval of September 12 minutes, regular meeting, and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? The minutes are approved. Is there any request from the manager for agenda changes?
Mr. Mayor, I don't have any changes. I just want to advise you that you have in your red folder a version B of an ordinance for introduction. That's item C under ordinances for introduction. Ordinance 2016-37B, that'll be heard at the next meeting. But the paper packet went out before this corrected version, which is correct online.
That brings us to public participation on non-agenda items. We have one person signed up, William Quayle. Please state your name and address, and will you time at 2 minutes, and then we'll give another 30 seconds if needed.
Okay. William Quayle, 415 at Willoughby, number 305. I'm again asking the assembly to schedule what I gave to the manager the changes for pedicab. Regardless if I get elected or not, I still am going to be persistent on getting this done. Okay, I'm not going to give up. So, and there are changes in it that that pedicabs can go all over, take passengers all over Juneau. And right now, with the dark and that, they got it so they can only work at night, which is not. Doesn't work very well when there's only 6 hours of daylight. And they can work 12 hours on 12 months, not just seasonal. So it's really important that they get this done and also get it within. I get a lot of interest that people want to do it by just riding around. I've turned down 81 rides, and I don't want to have to do that anymore. I want to be able to give people a ride, especially if they really do need one. And I appreciate that I get this on the schedule. Okay, this is really important. I've been very patient about this. And I'm not going to give up on it. I'll keep on bringing it up and bringing it up until it gets on the schedule. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Quayle. Any questions? Thank you. That was the only one I had on the consent, on the public participation, which brings us to the consent agenda. Mr. Keel.
Do you want to ask for a public request?
I'm skipping. Is there anyone in the public that wants to? That must be why I turned to you and asked, so you'll remind me of that. That wants to take or has a request for consent agenda changes. Seeing no one. Assembly request for consent agenda changes. And I do have one I would like to take off, Resolution B, 2767, a resolution establishing the fees for animal control and protection services and repealing resolution number 2081, and that will be our first order of business after the consent agenda. Now, assembly action, Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of the consent agenda excluding resolution B, resolution 2767, and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? The motion carries. That brings us to resolution 2767. Madam Clerk, will you read this for us, please?
A resolution establishing the fees for animal control and protection services and repealing resolution number 2018.
Mr. Manager.
Mr. Mayor, in your packet, you have a copy of this resolution, which has been worked on by the police department in Gastineau Humane Society. In addition, there is a memorandum from Chief Johnson detailing a little bit more information. The chief's here in the audience tonight should you have questions on this matter, and you can offer his expertise.
Does anyone besides myself have any questions they'd like to ask?
No, you have.
Okay, my questions are, how much do these licenses bring in yearly? Who bills them? And also, in reading through, it's estimated 30% or 40% of the dogs are licensed. And that would be a question I would have. Why is that so low?
We'll bring Chief Johnson up. I have some of the answers. So there's approximately 67,000 in license fees that are collected a year, and an additional 6,800 in impound fees. The number of dogs is an estimate, not knowing how to count all the dogs in the community in an easy way, that's necessarily going to be an estimate. The fees are collected by the Humane Society, as well as the Animal Medical Center. And if we were to try and increase the percentage of dogs that are licensed, we probably would have to fund a pretty vigorous education and enforcement campaign. And I don't know if Chief Johnson has anything more to add to that.
I think that's accurate.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none, is there any objection to this resolution?
You want a motion?
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Resolution 2767 and ask unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection, motion passes. Thank you. Thank you for the information. And that should bring us to public hearings. Ordinance 2016-33, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance authorizing the Port Director to lease tracts B1 and B2, Alaska Tideland Survey 1328, to Central Council of Tlingit Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, DBA Tlingit and Haida Immersion Park, LLC.
Mr. Manager.
Mr. Mayor, Dachshund Harbors has managed the 1.21-acre property at 4400 Thane Road, formerly known as the Thane Ore House, since 2001. The property became available for lease in 2014 after the former lease was terminated. In 2015, Dachshund Harbors posted a request for proposal to determine the best qualified to enter into negotiations for a long-term lease. Based on appraisal, the value of property is estimated at $86,000. Dachshund Harbors set the annual lease rent at a minimum 10% of the appraised value. Three proposals received, and the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska was determined to have submitted the highest scoring proposal. Tlingit Haida proposed creating an immersion park and offered the minimum lease rent plus a $1 per participant rate for all customers entering the park. Tlingit Haida applied for and received a conditional use permit for the immersion park at the June 14, 2016 Planning Commission meeting. The lease was approved by the Docks and Harbors Board at its August 18, 2016 meeting, and the Assembly Lands Committee reviewed the lease at its August 29, 2016 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance 2016-33 and ask unanimous consent.
Ms. Troll.
I don't object. I just want to add a point of clarification that the Lands Committee did review this and we recommended approval. It would be nice to have that follow through.
Okay. Anything further?
No.
Seeing no objection, the motion carries. Brings us to Ordinance 2016-34, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance authorizing the Port Director to lease Alaska Tideland Survey 33 to Andrews Marina Incorporated.
Mr. Manager.
On February 2001, Alaska Tideland Survey 33 lease was transferred to the City and Borough of Juneau. This area has been leased first by the state and then by CBJ since 1961. The proposed lessee, Andrews Marina, has leased the area since 2015. An appraisal was conducted establishing fair market rent of 10 cents per square foot or $5,549.50 per year for the 55,000 square foot property. Under CBJ 5320-100, Andrews Marina has a preferential privilege to release the property and desires to exercise this right. The Dachshund Harbors Board approved this lease at its meeting on July 28, 2016. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, Ms. White, maybe we have a motion, please.
Yes, I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2016-34 and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection, motion carries. Ordinance 2016-09-I, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $2,311,219 as funding for the Juneau International Airport design and construct geothermal loop field for snow removal equipment facilities capital improvement project, funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration.
Mr. Manager.
Mr. Mayor, this ordinance would appropriate a FAA grant in the amount of $2,311,219 to the snow removal equipment building, Phase 1A capital improvement project to fund the design and construction of a geothermal loop field. This ordinance is an increase to the recent $14.3 million appropriation for the construction of the snow removal equipment building and results from the FAA decision to combine the first grant components into a larger single grant. FAA funds 93.75% of the project, with the remainder being provided by the airport in the amount of 3.125% through a legislative grant that has been previously appropriated and a State of Alaska Department of Transportation matching grant, also in the amount of 3.125%. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this action at its June 27, 2016 meeting. Airport Board approved this action at its September 6, 2016 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there any public comment on ordinance 2016-09-I? Ms. Becker, may we have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance 2016-09-I and ask for unanimous consent.
Just a comment.
Ms. McGill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just one comment. I think what was in the manager's report, there may be a typo. I think the legislative grant was $3.1 million, not 3 1/8%. If we could maybe hear back later on the details of that. I have no objection to the ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Any other comments? Any objection? The motion passes. Ordinance 2016-09-J. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $700,000 as funding for the Juneau International Airport Taxi A and Runway Incursion Mitigation Capital Improvement Project, funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration and the Juneau International Airport Funds Fund Balance.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $700,000 to the Taxiway A and Runway Incursion Mitigation Capital Improvement Project. The FAA funds 93.75% of the project, with the remainder being provided by the Juneau International Airport. The Alaska Department of Transportation will not be providing matching funds on this project. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this action at its June 27, 2016 meeting. The Airport Board approved this action at its September 6, 2016 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there any public comment on ordinance 2016-09-J? Ms. Stroll, may we have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the Assembly adopt ordinance 2016-09-J and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection, the ordinance carries. Motion carries. Ordinance 2016-09-K. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $3,746,000 as funding for the Juneau International Airport Runway Safety Area Phase 2B Capital Improvement Project, funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration and the Juneau International Airport Funds Fund Balance.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $3,746,000 for the Runway Safety Area Phase 2B Capital Improvement Project. The FAA funds 93.75% of the project, with the remainder being provided by the Juneau International Airport as forward funding for an anticipated state funding to follow. Matching grant from the Alaska Department of Transportation is estimated at $111,125 is anticipated shortly. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this action at its June 27, 2016 meeting. Airport Board approved this action at its September 6, 2016 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there any public comment on ordinance 2016-09-K? Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance 2016-09-K and ask unanimous consent.
The motion is carried. Mr. Manager, is there any unfinished business?
No unfinished business.
Mr. Manager, is there any new business?
I have none.
Mr. Manager, staff reports?
I have no staff report.
We are rolling along tonight. Mayor's report. I welcome the realtors to the Alaska State Convention in Juneau. Thank you to the Juneau Realtors for bringing this convention home to Juneau. It's been 6 years. Southeast Conference, Petersburg was a great host. First day focused on biomass and hydro. Second day on the Alaska Marine Highway System. The Southeast Conference is in charge of taking inventory of what is working and what needs help, and then coming back with a proposal for running the system and a governance board set up. Food Drive, Extinguish Hunger, runs through October 15th. Take canned or dry food either to the downtown station or the Valley Fire Station next to the airport. The Southeast Alaska Food Bank recently completed their warehouse expansion. Have an open house this Saturday from 11 to 1 at their Crazy Horse Drive location. Food Drive will hopefully fill up the new shelves. Again, you can drop off food at either one of the fire stations. And a reminder to vote in the municipal election Tuesday, October 4th. Early voting is open now downtown and in the valley. And Madam Clerk, will you tell us what the hours are and where exactly?
People can vote here at City Hall on Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 p.m. and in the Valley at the Mendenhall Mall at the Annex, which is near the door where the State Farm business is, and that's open from 11 to 6 Monday through Friday and on Saturday from noon to 4.
Thank you very much. Remember to vote. A committee and liaison reports. Ms. Troll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, if I could just finish the comment about the municipal elections and let people know that we actually do have parking spaces available for if they come downtown to park, 15 minutes of parking, since that's parking good. Seems to be a topic good. For all of us. Yeah. So, the Lands Committee has not met since we last convened. Neither has the Affordable Housing Commission, but I do want to bring people's attention to the mobile home loan down payment plan that was announced in the paper. That's a milestone achievement for the Affordable Housing Commission and our staff. Thank you, Legal Department. Thank you, Lance. The Juneau Commission on Sustainability has not met since we last convened, and they are getting their ticket committee together for a meeting on October 5th. And that concludes my committee and liaison reports.
Thank you. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Assembly School Board Facilities meeting met on September 15th. We looked over the scope of work, and we determined that we're going to use the estimated numbers of the school enrollment, and that will give some direction for what kind of facility work we may need to do, and then that will be looked at so that we can make a determination as an assembly of what we're going to plan to do for facilities if there's work to be done. We do not have another meeting scheduled, but we will after the whole project has been done by Jensen Yorbala, the okay. plan schedule. And the chamber, the only thing that I can report about the chambers, they had a forum this last Thursday, and it is what all the candidates went to in addition to 753 others. No, not that many. It feels like 753. Many, many opportunities for the candidates to speak to groups in the city. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Baker. Ms. White?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It almost feels like it's vacation time because the Planning Commission meeting on September 13th was less than 40 minutes. We might beat them. I think it was 37 to be exact. There is no Planning Commission meeting tomorrow. Both items were pulled from the agenda. Of course, I've accompanied you and the city manager to Southeast Conference, but you already covered that. And as far as the Alaska Association of Realtors, you're welcome. Shout out to Steve at Centennial Hall. The crew did an excellent job of taking care of us. Thank you.
They did. Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Committee of the Whole has not met since our last assembly meeting. We had folks in travel status, including Southeast Conference, and so we canceled that last one. We next meet on October the 10th, and I am working with staff to try and whittle down a reasonable agenda from a prodigious list of things to do. Let's see. The school board next meets on the 13th of October, and they will elect their new officers for the year at that meeting and swear in their new members. It is quite remarkable to me that we have elections certified that fast in this town. It speaks to the amazing work that our clerks and the many, many election poll workers do on election day and leading up to it. But they should have a certified election and be ready to swear them in on the 10th. I would remind assembly members that the Alaska Municipal League conference is coming up in mid-November, and anybody who wants to go to that should work with staff to get their travel booked. Promises to be an interesting year. I think the theme of the annual conference this year is picking up the pieces, which may reflect a little bit of how we all did in the last legislative session. And then, let's see. I would like, with the consent of the group, for us to propose a resolution this year to the bulk of AML, calling on the legislature and the governor to fully fund existing school bond debt obligations, as well as rural school major maintenance programs. Both of those things were cut this year. And so if, Mr. Mayor, I would ask the consent of the group to work with staff on a resolution to bring to the Juneau Assembly to forward to AML for consideration.
Is there any objection to that? Other than attaboy?
Other than make it as strong as possible?
That's long as it's not too strong to pass. That, let's see, those are my committee and liaison reports. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Madam Clerk, who do we have online?
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee meeting today was canceled. I have not been able to attend. Attended the airport board meeting before I left town. The other meetings I have not attended. Juneau Economic Development Council will meet on Tuesday, October 4th. The DBA is trying to schedule for that same day, but I'm now scheduled for Monday, October 3rd at 8:30. Commission on Aging will meet October 13th. Airport Board will meet on October 11th. We dealt with most of the Airport Board issues tonight. That was at the September 6th meeting. And then I have two appeals, the Meeks appeal. The attorney and I met today on some motions that had been filed. We will be finalizing our decision next week. And I believe the clerks are still trying to arrange the first meeting on the dog grooming appeal. So that is my committee liaison and residing officer reports.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Are there any other presiding officer reports?
Very briefly, Mr. Mayor, the Southeast Alaska Land Trust tax appeal, the deadline for interveners has passed. The deadline for parties to stipulate to the issues comes up in 4 days. I think it's Friday of this week. Everything seems to be on track toward our hearing on that the 1st of February.
Thank you, Ms. Gill. And I think Ms. Lenaszewski had the other one. So it should bring us to assembly comments and questions. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let me, I was I was going to mention the election, but you took care of that. So remind everybody again to vote. Had the opportunity to participate in a number of events, wonderful community things this past couple of weeks. This last Saturday, the St. Vincent de Paul Society's annual Walk for the Poor took place from St. Paul's Church toward Fred Meyer there. It was an excellent turnout and great honor of St. Vincent de Paul Society's work for those less fortunate among us. Had the opportunity to attend part of the Alaska Historical Society and the Museums Alaska Group conference here in Juneau. And it was an excellent opportunity to thank those statewide groups for their many years of support for SLAM funding. They are, by and large, not located here in Juneau where the concrete was poured, and their statewide vision and their statewide support for that facility here was a tremendous help in getting it funded, getting it approved over many years. So had the opportunity to thank them publicly for that. Had the opportunity to join you and Ms. Troll, and I can't remember, Ms. White, if I saw you there for the millionth cruise ship passenger. You were at Southeast Conference, I apologize, as well as a bunch of folks from the industry, a number of folks from the community, cruise line agencies, and Yisku'u Dance Group. That was a great event, and I think it's wonderful that that segment of our economy is growing, and that so many folks from our community turned out just to welcome someone who clearly has a great love of Juneau. It turned out the millionth passenger is someone who's been here before, actually a couple times this year. So she likes Juneau almost as much as we do. And then 2 weeks ago, I know that Ms. Troll was able to join me in volunteering for the Juneau Stop Heroin Start Talking group as the security for Capital Brewfest, which was put on by one of the Rotary clubs in town. A great fundraiser for the work that Rotary does, as well as for Juneau Stop Heroin Start Talking. And it's remarkable to me that you have an organization where 900 people drink a tremendous amount of beer, and it's so low-key that you can have someone like me working security. You know there are no problems if that's all you need. So a great event, and was pleased to help out with that. I have... let's see, one other item to suggest, and then let me start with a request for follow-up. A couple of years ago when the subdivision ordinance had some significant reviews, we talked as a body about further work on a couple of things, including some clarity on what standards can be waived by the Planning Commission and which standards can't. With various developments, as well as I know that at the time there was what seemed to be a pressing issue of shared driveways. And I wonder if we could get a follow-up from staff, a memo with a status report and maybe a schedule for bringing something back to the Assembly on those issues. I did not have the chance to discuss that with staff tonight. I don't want to spring it on you live at the meeting. But if we could get a follow-up on that, it would be helpful in knowing where we're headed.
We can do that.
Thank you. And then last thing from me, Mr. Mayor. We all received, I think, last week a request, and then the clerk's office forwarded to us today something further from a member of one of our commissions asking if the Assembly would support an expansion that's proposed at Wildflower Court, the skilled nursing facility behind Bartlett. If memory serves, and that's always dangerous with me, they're seeking an approval for a four-bed expansion. I think it is an excellent facility. It's an excellent thing to support. I talked with someone from Wildflower Court, and it's very much a cooperative application. They have worked with other senior service providers here in town. It is, importantly, not something they're competing with other folks in town on. They are working together with the assisted living project out the valley. And so I would suggest that we direct the manager to, or the mayor, I don't care, but somebody to support that project on behalf of the city and borough of Juneau.
We're going to take care of it.
That's it for me.
Thank you, sir. Ms. White?
Not at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Nothing at this time.
Ms. Troll?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two items. One is I was pleased to attend the relief for the Louisiana flood victims. There were over 200 people that attended. It was a really incredible event that Mark Wheeler and Sergey Morrison put on, so I want to give a shout-out to them for their effort at cooking, and they raised over $7,000 for the flood victims in Louisiana. And the last thing, I was wondering if sometime we might get a staff report on the status with the Bergman Hotel. I have heard reports about what the tenants and the living conditions up there, that it's safer to be on the streets, and there are water and sewer backup problems. And I worry that we're setting ourselves up for another Gastineau apartment situation. So I know staff has had some discussions, so I don't really need to know tonight, but I just think putting that on the agenda for an update on the problems with the Bergman Hotel and what there might be, what we might be able to do about it, if anything.
And we'll schedule that for a meeting soon.
Thank you.
All right.
May I say just one thing about that? And also to check into what residents around that area are having water problems and flooding problems, because that's one thing I've heard about too.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Mr. Jones?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
I had one thing, and that was last meeting we talked about Egan Drive, 10th to Main, and a working group being formed, Mr. Manager and Ms. Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Healy is here in the audience, and I believe he and his staff have been working towards better communication on our project and organizing for the upcoming DOT project.
Good evening, Roger Healy, Engineering Public Works Director. Our engineering staff have basically walked the corridor, collected a fairly lengthy list of contacts, and we've been sending out pretty much daily updates on what the construction activities are. That's been the most immediate action. We will work together with DOT, which is the major project coming up hopefully this next year, to basically get this group and DOT together to explain the impacts of the construction next year and potentially the impacts on the properties and traffic through that area. So that's the update.
Okay. Does the assembly have any questions? Thank you for following through on that. That should bring us to continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Madam Clerk, has anyone signed up for that? I guess you can't see the smile on my face, can you? We do not have an executive session. So may I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
All right. We are adjourned.
Night, all.
Night, Lauren.
Mr. Jones.
You have been listening to regular assembly meeting. You're listening to KTOO in Juneau. An update on the weather for Tuesday night, showers likely mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 41, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 50, southeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday night, showers likely mainly between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 40. East wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 60%. We're going to listen to some music, and then we'll join regular programming at 8 o'clock. Thank you again for listening to the regular broadcast of the Assembly meeting.